This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your presenter is Father James Kubicki, the National Director of the Apostleship of Prayer. In addition to being a frequent guest on radio and television, Father Kubicki is a popular conference speaker, retreat director, and parish mission speaker. His areas of expertise include the Eucharist, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the spiritual exercises, and the practical spirituality of the Apostleship of Prayer. Father Kubicki's involvement with the Apostleship of Prayer goes back to his high school days, when he first encountered the monthly leaflets with the Holy Father's intentions. In 1995, he became the Wisconsin Province Director of the Apostleship of Prayer, and in 1997, he became a member of the Apostleship's National Board of Directors. He became National Director in 2003. Father Kubicki was raised in Milwaukee. He entered the Jesuits in 1971 and was ordained in 1983. From 1984 to 1988, he served as Vocation Director, and from 1995 to 1999 as the Director of Formation for the Jesuits of the Wisconsin Province, a seven-state region in the Upper Midwest. From 1989 to 1995, he worked at the Sioux Spiritual Center, a retreat house for Native Americans in South Dakota. During that time, he also served as Assistant Director of the Diocese of Rapid City's Deacon and Lay Ministry Formation Program. From 2000 to 2003, he was the Assistant Director of De Montreville, the Jesuit retreat house in Lake Elmo, Minnesota.
Conference 1, Going Deeper in the Spiritual Life. Hello, and welcome to our retreat. I'd like to begin with a passage from Luke's Gospel, chapter 5. It's the very beginning of chapter 5, and it's the call of St. Peter. It begins with Jesus preaching to the crowds of people, but he had a difficult time speaking to them because there were so many. And so in order to have a better audio, he asked Peter to push out from the shore so that he could address the crowds from the boat. And here's what it says. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. Now here's the important point. After he finished speaking to the crowds, he asks something of Peter. Now put yourself in Peter's place and just imagine how Peter reacted to Jesus' request. Jesus asks Peter, he says, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Now just imagine how Peter reacted. I imagine that Peter was thinking, "Jesus, we've been working hard all night. There's no fish out there in the lake. We're not going to catch anything." And he probably thought too, "Wait a minute, I'm the fisherman. You're the carpenter. What do you know about fishing?" But Simon Peter, having listened to Jesus preach to the crowds, had an open heart. And so he not only heard what Jesus said, he listened to him and he followed his instructions. He put out into deep water. And what happened? They had such a tremendous, miraculous catch of fish that they had to call their friends over in the other boat to help them haul in the catch of fish. This is the kind of
sample complete. Ready to continue?